Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Digital Gold by Nathaniel Popper, is a nonfiction account of Bitcoin's early rise, written as narrative journalism rather than a technical manual. It follows the cryptocurrency from its obscure origins in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis to its emergence as a global financial phenomenon that attracted idealists, speculators, entrepreneurs, and skeptics. The book explains why Bitcoin mattered. It was not only a new payment technology, but also a challenge to the idea that money must be controlled by banks or governments. Popper uses the stories of early developers, investors, exchange operators, and public advocates to show how Bitcoin spread through a mix of technical experimentation, online communities, and real-world financial pressures. The result is a readable history of a technological movement, but also a broader study of how new monetary systems gain legitimacy, face resistance, and create both wealth and risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bitcoin as a response to distrust in banks and state-controlled money. One of the book's central ideas is that Bitcoin emerged from dissatisfaction with existing financial institutions. Popper places the currency in the aftermath of the 2008 crisis, when confidence in banks, governments, and central authorities had weakened for many people. In that setting, Bitcoin appeared attractive not just because it was digital, but because it offered an alternative model of money that did not depend on a single issuer or administrator. The book shows how this appealed to a wide range of users, from libertarian-minded technologists to people living in countries with unstable financial systems. That context matters because Bitcoin was never presented only as a convenience tool. It was framed as a structural answer to concerns about censorship, inflations, capital controls, and institutional failure. Popper's treatment makes clear that Bitcoin's appeal came from both ideology and practical need, which helps explain why it drew such committed believers even before it had any obvious mainstream use. Secondly, how the technology works, cryptography, blockchain, and mining incentives. Popper explains Bitcoin's technical foundation in accessible terms, which is one reason the book is widely recommended to general readers. He covers the role of cryptography in securing ownership and transactions, the public ledger that records transfers, and the consensus process that keeps the network synchronized without a central authority. He also describes mining, where participants contribute computing power and are rewarded with newly created Bitcoins. This is not just technical background. It is the mechanism that makes the whole system credible. The book's value lies in showing how these parts fit together to solve a long-standing problem in digital money, how to prevent double spending without relying on a bank. By linking the software design to the economic incentive structure, Popper shows why Bitcoin was more than a clever code experiment. It was an attempt to build trust into the network itself. That framing helps readers understand why the technology inspired both admiration and skepticism, especially as its complexity made it difficult for outsiders to evaluate. Thirdly, a history told through the people who shaped Bitcoin's early culture, rather than organizing the book as a dry chronology of events. Popper tells Bitcoin's story through the people who built, promoted, traded, and debated it. This narrative strategy is important because Bitcoin developed as a community before it became a widely recognized asset. The book follows early believers, programmers, entrepreneurs, exchange founders, and high-profile investors, showing how their personalities and conflicts influence the currency's trajectory. That approach reveals Bitcoin as a social movement as much as a technology. Readers see how its growth depended on online collaboration, informal networks, public arguments, and a strong sense of mission among early adopters. The culture was often unstable and contradictory: idealism mixed with speculation, openness mixed with secrecy, and technical curiosity mixed with ambition. By focusing on people rather than abstractions, Popper explains how a decentralized project can still have influential gatekeepers, charismatic advocates, and moments of internal tension. This makes the book more than a history of software. It becomes a study of how communities create value around a shared idea. Fourthly, the rise of Bitcoin exchanges, hacks, and the problem of trust in a decentralized system. A major theme in Digital Gold is the gap between Bitcoin's design and the fragile institutions built around it. The currency itself may have been decentralized, but the surrounding ecosystem quickly depended on exchanges, wallet services, and other intermediaries that reintroduced familiar risks. Popper highlights security failures, thefts, and exchange collapses to show that users still needed trust, even in a system designed to reduce dependence on trusted third parties. This tension is crucial to understanding Bitcoin's early development. Many of the biggest losses did not come from failures in the protocol itself, but from weak infrastructure, poor governance, and human error. The book uses these incidents to illustrate a broader point. A decentralized technology does not automatically eliminate central points of failure in practice. Instead, it often shifts the risk elsewhere. That insight gives the book analytical depth because it avoids treating Bitcoin as either a perfect breakthrough or a simple scam. It presents the technology as innovative but unfinished, with real promise and equally real operational vulnerabilities. Lastly, from digital cash to digital gold scarcity, speculation, and changing use cases, Popper shows that Bitcoin's identity evolved over time. Early supporters often imagined it as a practical currency for online payments. But the book also emphasizes the idea of Bitcoin as digital gold, a scarce asset with a fixed supply and long-term value proposition. This distinction matters because it helps explain why Bitcoin became more important as a store of value narrative than as an everyday medium of exchange. The capped supply gave it a sense of engineered scarcity that appealed to people worried about inflation, monetary expansion, or government overreach. At the same time, the book acknowledges that speculation became a major force in Bitcoin's growth. Rising prices attracted investors and media attention, but they also complicated the original vision of ordinary currency use. Popper does not present this shift as a simple failure. Instead, he shows how new financial technologies often change role as they mature. Bitcoin's story becomes one of redefinition from experiment to movement, from payment network to speculative asset, and from niche project to a globally watched financial phenomenon. In conclusion, digital gold is best suited for readers who want to understand Bitcoin as a historical and social development, not just as a market asset or a technical protocol. It will appeal to technology readers, finance readers, and anyone interested in how new systems of money gain attention, legitimacy, and controversy. The practical benefit of the book is that it makes the basic logic of Bitcoin understandable, without assuming specialist knowledge, while the intellectual benefit is that it shows how technology, ideology, and economics interact in real markets. Compared with many books on cryptocurrency, it stands out because it is rooted in reporting rather than speculation. Popper does not simply celebrate Bitcoin or dismiss it. He traces the people, institutions, and failures that shaped its rise. That balance gives the book unusual credibility. It is also stronger than many general technology books because it treats the subject as a lived history, with winners, losses, and competing visions. For readers who want a clear account of how Bitcoin moved from an internet curiosity to a globally debated financial innovation, this book remains one of the most useful starting points. If you would like to support Nathaniel Popper, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.